Now, the story of a top economist and how her journey from high school dropout to key policymaker informs her decisions today. Economics correspondent Paul Solman has our profile of a leading figure within the Federal Reserve. One thing we must note, Fed officials do not make public comments just before a meeting of the Federal Reserve Open Market Committee. That meeting is next week, but Paul did this interview well in advance for our weekly segment, Making Sense.
I'll run in place because it's chilly.
In Boise, Idaho last month, a small nonprofit with an unassuming but lofty visitor.
Oh, this is cool. May I introduce myself?
Absolutely.
Oh. Hi, I'm Mary.
Mary.
No, it's okay. Mary, nice to meet you.
Mary Daly is the new president of the San Francisco Federal Reserve Bank, responsible for, among other duties, monitoring the economies of the 9 western states and Pacific territories.
If you don't visit the areas, you don't really get all the information you need, all the different ways that firms and businesses and individuals and households might interact. So you need people on the ground, like regional Fed presidents, to go out there and learn.
Everyone in a black smock is actually an employee.
That's why CEO Tracy Hitchcock was teaching her about Create Common Good, which teaches professional kitchen skills to refugees and others facing hardships and looking for work.
We are a step along the way for someone working to achieve their biggest dreams. And for every adult head of household that graduates our program, their kids have tremendously better outcomes around health and education and future employment. And that benefits everybody in Boise.
Well, as an economist, I always tell people it's a virtuous cycle. If we invest in each other, then other people lift up and they invest in others, and you create this virtuous cycle.
Exactly.
Mary Daly knows about hardship firsthand.
I grew up in Missouri. My father was a postal worker, and when I was 15, he lost his job. My mom, she got some part-time work, but not enough. Then both of them fell on ill health. My siblings moved in with my grandparents, and I moved in with a friend.
And dropped out of
Dropped out of high school because my family's imploded, essentially, and scattered. And so I needed to think about, how do I just make a living? So I just cobbled together different part-time jobs, working in a donut shop, working at a deli, working at Target, and living with this family who let me stay with them. Only charged me $5 a month. It was a way to let me keep my dignity, even though they were completely helping me.
Also helping a mentor who gently nudged.
She doesn't say, Mary, you should just go to college, me and president of the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco. She says, maybe you can get a GED.
She got the GED. Her mentor then suggested a semester of college.
I actually never heard of college.
Never heard that there was such a thing as college?
Didn't know anything past high school. Everybody in my experience had gone to high school and then went and got a job. You might be a postal worker, my father was. You might get a union job as a bus driver or go work on the assembly line for McDonnell Douglas when it was still in Missouri.
So when she nudges you to take a semester in college, you say,
why? And then she says, well, you know, you're good at school, it's good, you'll have a lot of other opportunities. I had to tell her I couldn't afford it. And she takes her checkbook out and she just writes me a $216 check, and I give it to the bursar and I start my adventure.
Longer story short, she graduated from the University of Missouri, earned a PhD in economics at Syracuse University.
And then the rest is history.
The rest is sort of history. It's ironically, I trained in labor economics and public policy, and I take a job in macroeconomics and monetary policy.
But for Daly, monetary policy is a means to more personal ends. Prosperity for as many of us as possible.
How many here think you'll be better off than your parents?
Measured by population and job growth, in percentage terms, Boise is the star community in Daly's district, the fastest growing city in America, Idaho the fastest growing state. But as Daly learned in a series of interviews she taped for a podcast she's starting, Zip Code Economies, there's still plenty of anxiety.
We're the people making policy right now for your future, and I'd like to know what you want from us.
Economics and finance students at Boise State University.
Boise's a very competitive job market right now, and so it's like college graduates, we're competing with some of that like California influx, and so what I want when I graduate is to be able to get a decent job here in Boise.
But what makes you worry about your future?
For me, it would be economic uncertainty as it relates particularly to the debt that the federal government carries, and also for student loans and how these raises in the interest rate will affect, the burden of student debt that we inevitably will carry.
Not that I know anything about interest rate policy. I want to be clear.
Of course, Daly knows quite a bit about interest rate policy. As president of the San Francisco Fed, she's a voting member of the Fed's Open Market Committee, charged with setting short-term interest rates.
Monetary policy is the toolkit we have for a strong, healthy, and sustainable economy.
And that means you're, in one metaphor, you're steering a course between too hot an economy, too cold an economy, and you like
exactly.
to use hot and cold as the
metaphor. And cold, and so Congress has given us two goals, two mandates, and we call it the dual mandate. And one is low and steady inflation, and the other is full employment. You want to have everybody who can work engaged and wants to work, and jobs are there, and you want to make sure inflation doesn't run away so that the value of the dollar doesn't erode for people.
In trying to avoid too hot, the Fed has raised rates 6 times since President Trump took office. That's drawn the ire of a president dedicated to the proposition of a hot economy.
No, my biggest threat is the Fed, because the Fed is raising rates too fast.
In late November, he attacked Fed Chair Jay Powell. "So far, I'm not even a little bit happy with my selection of Jay," he told the Washington Post.
What did you make of the president's critique of Chairman Powell, whom he, after all, appointed to the job?
My view on this is I have responsibility for the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco, for voting on monetary policy, for working with my Fed colleagues to make the best monetary policy.
And you won't answer that question.
I just don't think of it. The great thing about the Fed is that we have been given independence. There are no politics in the Fed. Who do you want to be 5 years from now?
Well, there is certainly no politics at the work refuge Create Common Good, where Daly also recorded conversations for her podcast.
I'm Sean. I'm actually originally from Missouri, and we moved out
here. Me too.
That's awesome.
Sean McKelly explained that he was autistic.
And it's really hard to, as an autistic person, to get a job where people treat you the same as other people and not treat you as this delicate little flower.
Alexia Petronas has wrestled with drug addiction.
May I ask you something, and I hope it's not too personal, but do you find that the skills and the connection to the workforce help you maintain your sobriety?
Yes, it does a lot, because it gives me something to look forward to.
Do you feel better about yourself?
Yes, I do, a lot better.
That's a great thing, right?
Yes, I love it.
I know. It's a sense of relief. You're not carrying a weight. I don't know if that's how you feel, but I felt that way myself.
Yes.
Does your non-traditional background, and I mean dramatically non-traditional, does it give you a different point of view than other Fed presidents?
I don't think my experience is something that I've overcome and now I can get a place at the table. I think of it differently. I think of my experience as something that influences my thinking and helps me be good at the place at the table.
At the table setting interest rates, or at places like Create Common Good and Boise State, seeing how economic policy affects everyday Americans. From Boise, Idaho, this is economics correspondent Paul Solman for the PBS NewsHour.
I'll be on your side.
Thank you so much.
Yes.